And joining me right here on East Point Radio this Monday morning is James Powell. Now, James is the communication manager for Suffolk Libraries. Now, they've got some very special events coming up over the Easter period. And Suffolk Libraries are literally launching the free blank page Easter holiday activities, literally for Suffolk children. And we're going to be concentrating certainly on the sort of Lowestoft and surrounding areas. But the events kick off this Easter with a week of activities at Stowmarket, Lowestoft, Chantry, Gainsborough and Haverhill Libraries. Now, I'm hoping as part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
that James Powell's going to be joining us on the programme right now. Very good morning to you, James.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? All right. Yes, not so bad. Not so bad, really. Everything considered.
Yes, all good. Happy Easter to everyone.
Yes, and the same to you and yours, yes. Now, it's a busy time for Suffolk Libraries in particular, isn't it, over this Easter period. And you've got this blank page Easter holiday activity programme. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yes, yeah, we're very excited. You know, we've got a new, basically a new project which is starting called the Cool Blank Page, which is all about providing free holiday activities for children across Suffolk. And we're sort of launching it this Easter, so we've got some sort of fun and engaging creative workshops and activities in some of our libraries taking place this week.
Now, I always think of Suffolk Libraries as a very entrepreneurial organisation, and I know that you've been on the programme many, many times, and every time we have a very interesting conversation about all the things which Suffolk Libraries gets involved with. Now, you've got this series of workshops, haven't you, coming up throughout the week?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the whole idea, I mean, we call it a blank page because it's all about, you know, it's having a blank page to create something different and new. You know, it effectively is, you know, the whole programme is a blank page for us and children across Suffolk to kind of, you know, create something new, try something different, really. It's something that's been, it's been funded by the Department of Education's Holiday Activity Fund. But the whole idea is of that fund and our activities is to provide more support to young people and families during the school holidays. So it's all about providing something that sort of it's all completely free. It's the idea is that, you know, I think it's been it's been highlighted that school holidays can be a pressure point for some families, you know, because some, not everyone can necessarily afford to take children on various sort of leisure activities or days out. So you know, it's all about providing something accessible that's completely free outside of term time. And we're launching it in, over Easter, but then there obviously will be other holiday activities in other school holidays too.
I think it's wonderful that Suffolk Libraries gets involved in sort of promoting all these activities. And as you quite rightly have just said, that lots of families find it a very pressured time through holidays in general. And when it comes round to keeping all the school children happy, it can be very, very difficult. And I do know that the this free holiday activities are aimed at 11 to 16-year-olds.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, The idea of them, they're kind of they're sort of art, creative arts workshops involving some sort of local artists and creative people that, you know, Suffolk Libraries already worked with. We've got an arts program as well, which provides lots of different activities throughout the year, you know, sort of working with people. The whole idea of, you know, this is where libraries come in, really, is that some people kind of don't think of, like, you know, arts experiences or those kind of things as something that are for them, really. And it's all about everyone that hopefully realises that libraries are welcoming and kind of inclusive spaces where you can try all sorts of different things. And it's all about introducing them to some of these things that they might not, you know, otherwise be able to enjoy. So we've got some really sort of fun-sounding workshops that we hope that, you know, lots of local children will come along and, you know, enjoy them and try something new and, you know, and really get something out of it.
Now, I know that one of these workshops is aimed at photography with Gillian Allard. Now, I'd imagine that must be pretty comprehensive because people love to get into photography, particularly in the time of year that we're moving into, for example, spring and summer. It's going to lend itself, isn't it, to photography in general?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, it's so easy to take photos these days. I mean, I've kind of fancy myself as an amateur photographer. I go out taking pictures with a camera, and obviously, you know, most people have got a mobile phone, and, you know, we all take and share photos on social media. You see lots of things on Instagram. So it's one of those things, you know, it's easy to to take you know photos, but it's you know having a like, professional photographic artist you know available to run that for us, you know, to give people sort of the benefit of her expertise. She's actually been commissioned for a number of projects, including taking photos of Paul McCartney at his recording studio. So she's obviously got a lot of experience in that area, and her workshop this week specifically is running at Chantry Library in Ipswich, and that's on Tuesday 11th and 13th Thursday the 13th of April and Friday the 14th of April. So that's something if anyone's listening that's in that area.
Now that sounds excellent. Now I know you want to concentrate in particular on the Lowestoft area, and we're trying to paint a very broad picture of all these activities which Suffolk Libraries are offering. But tell us about the Lowestoft area in general and the activities taking place through Suffolk Libraries.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Do you mean about the specific blank page activities, or just the other everything we've got going on?
Well, the blank page first of all.
Yes, right. So blank page, we've got an artist we work with called Joel Millerchip, and he's running a couple of workshops at Lowestoft Library this week. So the first one is on Tuesday, 11th of April, that's tomorrow, so from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's the Stone Market one. So he's actually at Stone Market Library on Tuesday, the 11th of April, and he's at Lowestoft Library on Wednesday, the 12th of April, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sorry, we've got a lot of events next week, and I'm just getting confused there. So he's at Lowestoft on Wednesday, the 12th. So that workshop is working with young people and kind of teaching them about sort of narrative and sequential imagery. So the idea with, you know, the end result is that they'll be taking home creating their own 8-page mini comic book. So it's all about creating sort of a story in comic book form, and then sort of taking that away with them. So which obviously which hopefully will be something a bit different, something a bit something fun, and you obviously got something to take home at the end of it. It's also then doing a workshop the following day Thursday the 13th of April, again at Lowestoft Library from 10 till 3 p.m. And that is a workshop where young people can create a fully movable 2D cardboard human puppet. I've seen sort of the pictures of those, and it looks really exciting. And the idea is that you can then use that to make stopgap animation. So it's kind of sort of an introduction to animation, really. It's all a bit different. You know, it's all completely free. We even provide refreshments and lunch as well. John Millerchip's a great image maker that sort of he's got a lot of experience with working with young people, and we hope that with as many people as possible come along and enjoy those workshops. As I say, they're completely free. You can sign up for both of them if you want. They work run from 10 till 3 on Wednesday and Thursday. And there's plenty of places available at the Lowestoft workshops at the moment, but they obviously are limited. We're limited in the number of young people that can come along. So I'll just recommend taking a look at our website and booking up as soon as possible.
Now that leads me on to asking you for some contact information, first of all, for Suffolk Libraries in general. People wanting to find out any more information concerning, as I say, the free holiday activities through this Easter period, connected with the blank page Easter holiday activities. Can you give us those contact details for people wanting to find out more about Suffolk Libraries?
Sure. Our website is suffolklibraries.co.uk, and you can go to the What's On pages, look for things that are happening in your local library. So as well as the things that I've mentioned, if you're listening and you're wanting to find out what else is going on at Lowestoft Library, you can go to the Lowestoft Library page. If you go to the website and sort of search or look for blank page, or you can go directly to suffolklibraries.co.uk/blank-page. It will take you to a page that has all of these workshops on and the booking details as well, so you can fill in a form and book in for those. If you're listening now, go and do it now. And if you or your children are interested, there's no limit to the amount of events and activities you can book up for. And obviously there's lots of other things going on at all the libraries as well throughout Easter and throughout the year. So if this is the first time you're sort of thinking about going to the library or taking your children along, check out what's happening at your local library.
Now I happen to know that Suffolk Libraries is also going to be involved. You mentioned events further into the year with the First Light Festival. And I hear that Suffolk Libraries are going to be involved with that quite extensively.
Yeah, we've been involved in the First Light Festival before. Certainly, we were there last year, and we've got some. Again, it's as I said earlier, we've got an arts program, and my colleagues who run our arts activities are going to be at First Light Festival with some sort of activities that'll be part of that. I mean, we've involved in quite a few of events and activities like that. You know, we've been at Latitude. We're going to be at the Suffolk Show. So you know, if you're out at any of these events, then sort of come and find our marquee and talk to us, and you know, we'll have some activities and some sort of fun things to get involved with. You know, I think again, it's like it's all about that. We can never sort of really. Talk about this enough in terms of how many sort of surprising and different things there are that Suffolk Libraries gets involved in and runs for people. And with these kind of like tough times we're in, you know, if almost everything we do is free or very low cost, and it's something for everyone. So there's just so much going on. You know, I can, you know, could talk about it all day.
Now, I do know that in the Lowestoft area, I mean, it's I always think of it as being a wonderful area of the East Anglian coast. I know it very, very well. And I've been into the Lowestoft Library in the centre of town there many, many times. And it's got a lovely atmosphere and a great environment, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea, I mean, it's one of the things, I think probably the last time I came on to talk to you was about the fact that libraries are offering warm spaces, and you know, we had a cost of living campaign that's been running and continues to run for people. It's all about kind of welcoming anyone into the library, whether they just, you know, struggling to pay their fuel bills and just need somewhere warm and welcoming and social to hang out. And you know, as the weather gets better, that's not obviously people still have different challenges. You know, we've still got lots of free events and activities. You know, all the things we provide, you know, don't forget about the books. All the books are still there if people want to come in and borrow things, or you know, kind of come in with their children, get signed up and get a library card. You know, it's the first step on children's literacy journey. You can come and get a library card from day one, really, and there are activities for babies and toddlers, and there's just always just so much going on, you know, and it's such a rewarding place to work, really, for all of us. It's the work of just promoting what we do never ends, because there's just so much to talk about.
Now, the other thing is that you've mentioned about all the reasons for coming into the library, and as you quite rightly say, it's a very good environment for people feeling that you know, they need a meeting place, they need to get involved, not only reading books, but of course using IT facilities and all the other things which libraries offer these days. Gone are the days where you went into a library for a book. It's so many other things, isn't there?
Yes, I mean, people still come in for that, and then they, you know, we want to reassure people, because lots of people just want, you know, are quite happy coming in borrowing books. And it's, I think that a lot of people come in and borrow books and don't sort of realise all the other things we do as well. But, you know, we've got, say, free computers. Each library has free Wi-Fi as well, so, you know, people can bring in their own devices. It's a place for many who, if you haven't got the internet at home, we haven't got a device, then, you know, people rely on it for things like applying for jobs, applying for benefits, things like that. So, you know, it's what we're there for, to provide help for people. And it's often, you know, our staff tend to know a lot about where else you can go for support and advice. So we do a lot of signposting for people to, like, if people come in and looking for help, you know, we do a lot of that. You know, people just come in a panic because they suddenly realise they need to print some travel booking information, that kind of thing out, or, you know, their computer or printer at home stops working, they need to print tickets out. And it's such a broad range of things that people come in for. And really, you know, I'm constantly seeing feedback from my colleagues about how appreciated our library staff are, and it's just great to see, really. I think the one thing we always say is just, you know, if you're not a library user, we haven't got a library card or an account, then you know please get one. It opens up a whole world of, like, these wonderful services that are, you know, pretty much all free or low cost, and it could be really, you know, it could be a lifeline in these sort of difficult times, really.
Now, what about e-books? Now, has this affected the, can I say, the core business of Suffolk Libraries, where people, as I was saying earlier on, come in and borrow a book? What about the e-learning and e-books, things like that?
Yeah, well, we've got an extensive e-library service that, you know, is all, again, free to access. All you need is a library account, your library number. It can all be accessed from home, so not everyone gets a library. It's all about choice, really, and it's, you know, lots of people still borrow physical books, and lots of people borrow physical books and still use the e-library service. You know, I mean, it's a so we that you can download and borrow e-books, e-audio books. We've have things like online courses and free music as well. You can download and listen to or stream. Free newspaper and magazines as well. You can download. So again, on our website, there's an e-library section with information about how to access it on that. And again, it's all about it's a trend we saw. We were already seeing a big rise in the number of people accessing those e-library services. Obviously, it was very popular during COVID because we weren't able to get physical books to people, and it continued to be very popular. But we have seen people coming back and borrowing all the physical books again. You know, it's all about having different things, different choices for different people. You know, people lead busy lives. So not everyone can get to the library regularly, so e-library service is really, really important for people as well.
Now, the Lowestoft Library, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, as I say, I've been into there many times, and it's a very nice environment to go and visit, and all your helpful staff there, it really is great. Now, for people who are living outside of Lowestoft, the actual library itself is virtually just off the main street of Lowestoft, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Clapham Road. So it's obviously I could give you the specific address if you like, but again, everything is on the website. If you go to our website and go to visit, click on the visit menu, and you've got all the locations and times, all libraries. Actually, this is one of the locations and times. The pictures of Lowestoft Library. So it's got these sort of big white buildings, different colours. We've got a heron mural on the side of it now that created by Suffolk Wildlife Trust. That's something else that was sort of added quite recently. All the library details and contact details. As I said, there are 45 libraries across Suffolk. So you know, you've got libraries in South Wold, Alton Broad, Kettleland. You know, there are plenty in the area. We still have a mobile library service that probably is if you're in a local village, that's probably visiting somewhere near you. We have a home library service as well. So we have if people are housebound and for a mobility or disability issue, we have volunteers that can bring books straight to you. So all different ways of you kind of engaging with us, and you know, we're always happy to sort of help and try and do something for people if they want our services.
That's absolutely wonderful, James. And can I just ask you if you wouldn't mind once again to reiterate those contact details for people wanting to find out more about Suffolk Libraries in general?
Yeah, the website is suffolklibraries.co.uk. Plenty of information on there. You can kind of contact us via there as well. You know, we've got a customer service team who can sort of help with any sort of specific queries. And initially the events I was speaking about at Lowestoft Library, we appreciate I got the dates wrong to start with. But if you look at the blank page activities on the website, there's a search facility as well. Then you'll see a page that has all the workshops on there and all the details and all the dates and how you can book for them.
James, can I thank you for joining us here on East Point Radio this Monday morning? It's great as always to find out so much information about the very entrepreneurial Suffolk Library Service. So many thanks for joining us this Monday.
Thank you for having us as always. Much appreciated.